worries of a bank collapse soften today, and we'll share why. Mortgage rates have dropped, but don't count on this for long. New developments in Ukraine, think fighter jets. The United Kingdom has become the latest to ban TikTok on government devices, and the Biden administration is calling for changes in the platform. Insulin and the last of the holdouts made the news today. Two pieces of economic data to share with you, think housing and jobs. Could an interest rate cut be coming? We'll share that speculation. Will the Netflix price cut mean higher revenue? Some say yes. Might you be getting some cash from IKEA? We've got the Wall Street Report and the top pick of students headed to college. We'll share. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful, as always, that you're spending this time with us. Want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. For days, investors have been looking for the next shoe to fall as fears of an all-out bank failure sits on Wall Street. On Thursday, we learned that some of the largest U.S. banks are in talks with First Republic Bank in an effort to shore up its financial power and meet customer demands. CNN is reporting that people familiar with the issue say JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Truist have been in talks with the beleaguered San Francisco lender. And that bit of news strengthened the markets, and we'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. One of the side benefits of this banking issue is a reduction in mortgage rates. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.6% in the week that ended March 16, down from 6.73% the week before. All that according to data from Freddie Mac. While that may be some good news, don't expect it to last for long. Why? Long-term uncertainty in the market is expected to continue, which will put potential home buyers in a bind. But stay tuned. While not business news, it is news for you to know. Poland has pledged to send four MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine. It is the first NATO country to do so. Polish President Duda, flanked by the president of Czechoslovakia, said that his country will continue to support Ukraine in its fight against Russian aggression. The four jets are leftover Soviet fighter planes, and Warsaw said more are being ready to be sent into battle. The Polish president added that his country will replace them with deliveries of South Korean FA-50s and American F-35s. Kyiv has been requesting fighter aircraft for months, and this action breaks with the rest of NATO at this level of support. The United Kingdom has become the latest nation to ban TikTok on government platforms. It's in response to a growing concern that personal data could be used by the Chinese government for surveillance and disinformation efforts. In a related story, the Biden administration is demanding that TikTok's owners spin off their share or the U.S. will ban the platform completely in this country. CNN is reporting the ultimatum by a U.S. multi-agency panel known as the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States marks a possible turning point in the long-running negotiations between federal officials concerned about TikTok's link to China and a wildly popular social media company with more than 100 million U.S. users. This news was first reported by the Wall Street Journal, and at this hour, nobody is talking about the specifics of the request. One thing is certain. If TikTok is banned, some social media influencers will have to bounce to something else very quickly. The latest of the insulin maker holdouts has said it will also cap the price of a dose of insulin at $35 for people with insurance. For weeks, the Biden administration has been hammering the issue, and now Sanofi has said it, too, will join Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk in the price cap. This is important because these three companies produce roughly 90% of the insulin on the market. It should be mentioned that Sanofi already capped insulin at $35 for people without insurance. Two pieces of economic data to share with you. U.S. jobless claims fell to 192,000 during the week that ended March 11, compared with expectations for a drop of 205,000 in a survey of analysts compiled by Bloomberg. Meanwhile, February housing starts surged 9.8% from a month earlier to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 1.45 million. And that is the highest in 5 months and way above market forecasts of 1.3 million. It is a sign that some confidence may have returned to the housing market, although mortgage rates and inflation do remain elevated. In a related story that would impact mortgage rates, there is now some chatter that the central bank could cut interest rates by a full percentage in December. Croptopolitan is reporting that major developments in the U.S. banking sector in the past couple of days could impact rate decisions by the central bank. The Federal Reserve has shifted its monetary policy stance significantly, resulting in much higher expectations for a rate cut by December of this year, with market predictions now placing it at 100 basis points or a full 1%. This is an unexpected turnaround from earlier projections, which had the rate cut at only 25 basis points by the end of this year. There is some speculation that the recent rate cut enacted by Netflix could actually help raise revenue. Seeking Alpha is reporting that analyst Jason Bazinet, who has a buy rating on Netflix stock, said the price cuts, which amount to a roughly 50% drop, could wind up boosting the company's aggregate revenue by 1% and help align the retail price in the markets. He said with the utility each user derives from the service compared to the household that pays for the service. Could it be possible? We shall see. Rather than paying IKEA for some furniture, you might be entitled to part of a $24 million settlement from the Swedish company. The furnishing giant has agreed to fork out that $24 million to settle claims that it violated consumer privacy. Back in 2006, the Fair and Accurate Transactions Act required all businesses to shorten financial account information on electronically printed credit and debit card receipts. It seems that IKEA didn't do that, and anyone who used a debit or credit card to make a purchase at any IKEA retail store in the United States between October 18 of 2017 and December 31 of 2019 may benefit from the settlement. These consumers are considered class members of the action if they were provided an electronically printed receipt displaying the first six and the last four digits of the credit or debit card number used in connection with the transaction, all of that according to a website dedicated to the IKEA settlement. Now, to get in on this, you must submit a valid claim form either online or through the mail by May 4th in order to receive a payment. Two words? Good luck. Investors put the banking crisis in the rearview mirror, and the markets ended in the green. The Dow was up by 371 points to close at 32,246, while the Nasdaq gained 283 points to end the session at 11,717. And the S&P 500 picked up 68 points to finish the day at 3960. Stocks reversed earlier losses as reports about a liquidity deal for First Republic Bank rolled in. A group of banks led by J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Citigroup later confirmed plans to deposit $30 billion into the embattled San Francisco-based lender. West Texas Intermediate crude gained a bit on the day, closing at $68.28 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the top pick of colleges among students headed into higher learning. According to a Princeton Review survey, the first choice school for most college-bound students is, well, it's not Harvard, Yale, or Princeton. Their top dream school is now the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Realizing that dream is going to be difficult, however, MIT accepts fewer than 4% of applicants and can cost roughly $80,000 a year to attend. Parents, for their part, ranked Princeton as their top pick, but students and parents alike said they were less concerned with a specific school and just hoped higher education would be within their financial reach. And that, my friends, is the catch. And that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us for this edition of the Business News Headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.